Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, like apostles say, let's get to work. I want to remind you that on next week, you will have your first exam. So prepare yourselves by making sure that you take all of the quizzes, and there will be a study guide given out to assist you. Amen. We're not here to try to fail nobody, but one of the things I will be disappointed in, anybody make a C, D, or F? There's no reason why you shouldn't make all A's, but I understand. Word to the wise is sufficient. Don't wait to the last minute, because then I'm going to get some email about the computer shut down and all that. Proper planning prevents poor performance, okay? All right, the exam will cover the introduction and the first three chapters, including how far we get tonight, okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Chapter number 3, the nature of the revival fire. All right, let's roll.
Revival is seen as the breaking forth of heaven's fire on earth.
Revival is seen as the breaking forth, notice this, of heaven's fire on the earth. Now, you know, I like this apostolic teaching. These classes are connection. I've always said the church is backwards. SSA backwards. That's Social Security Administration. You'll figure it out later. But the church sits around and seems like it waits. You know, Tom, all of the prayers of the church is, Lord, we're waiting on you. How are you going to wait on God? God say, I have completed my work since the foundation of the world. This is a military operation. I want to say something to you. You know, God does not need the rapture to defeat the enemy. The church has preached this rapture thing like we, you know, it's going to be an escape hatch. No, no. The rapture can only take place when we subdue all the kingdoms under him. Now get that in your theology. For he must reign until every enemy is made his footstool. That's what the Bible say. He must reign until every enemy is made his footstool. Jesus told his apostles, occupy till I come. That's a military term, meaning go into the enemy's territory, subdue his kingdoms. See, that's why we need revival fire. Are you listening? Because hell's fire is no comparison to heaven's fire. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. See, see, they threw the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, but somebody was greater. They took the heat out the fire. I'm just trying to help you. Read, sir.
It breaks the effects and influence.
It breaks heaven's fire, breaks the effects and the influence
of hell's fire on the earth.
Of hell's fire on the earth.
And establishes God's kingdom.
And notice that term, and establishes God's kingdom. Establishes who kingdom? Are you listening? Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. We are rolling with the right one, baby. Go ahead, read, sir.
Fire purifies.
Fire purifies.
Reducing the size and quantity of the material.
And fire reduces the quantity
the
and
size.
The size.
And quantity.
Yeah. Well, let me say it how I want. The size and the quantity of the material.
But increases the value.
Ah, but it does what?
Increases the value.
But it increases the value. So the size and quantity have a whole lot of imperfections, impurities. Gold can look like glass once it is purified. I mean, real glass that you look through.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? But fire does that.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes,
fire. Jesus said, John speaking concerning Jesus in Matthew chapter 3, you know, you read it someday, 11th through the end of the chapter. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. His shoe latchet, I'm not even worthy to unloose. Now notice this term. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. See, that's heaven's fire, the Holy Ghost. In Acts chapter number 2, there appeared unto them, cloven tongues, like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When you pray in the Spirit, you're stirring up the fire. That's why when a apostle ministers to us, it's like fresh fire coming out of his mouth. Are you listening? Are you listening? Satan will be devoured with the fire that comes out of the mouth of the Christ. Y'all ready for this? And we are Christ. Go ahead, sir.
Fire extracts worthless from the precious.
Fire extracts worthless from the precious.
Thus giving value and worth to it.
Thus giving value and work to it. That's why diamonds, are you listening? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to purify them. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
Though it is less in quantity.
Though it is less in quantity.
It is increased in quality.
It is increased in its what? Quality. See, a lot of churches want quantity. Are you listening? You know, it's kind of like the church have this mentality or the paradigm. Let's bring a bunch of people in like they cattle. Because it's a money deal. Y'all don't want to talk now. But you won't connect to the apostle with money coming. But you want to hustle. Are you listening? So we recruit people with no discipleship. No willingness to invest our lives in their lives. Because it takes time to train people. And Jesus said, look on the fields, the harvest is white already, but we need some laborers. The apostles were the laborers that went into the harvest, but you got to have laborers to take care of the harvest. See, a lot of people like to gather, but they don't like to train. Go ahead, sir.
Seven essential characteristics.
There are seven essential characteristics
related to fire which can be applied.
Related to fire which can be applied
to the coming revival.
To this, I like the author of the book, but let me tell you something. The revival is not coming. The revival is here. Y'all wanna know something? The revival has been here since the day of Pentecost. You hear people talking about the last days. Baby, we've been in the last days. Get a revelation. In the last days, yeah, that's what God said. In the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. In the last days. Well, that started since the day of Pentecost. So why are people acting like the last days are coming? They are here. Live like it. Go ahead, sir.
Number one. A need for fire.
There is a need for fire.
Needed fire is a purposeful fire. We must know the purpose for wanting the fire.
We must, number one, know the purpose for wanting the fire.
So that our motives in calling down revival. Is purged and pure.
Is purged and what? Pure. We don't want a revival to rape the people. All right. Okay. See, money cometh is not a rape the people deal. See, people have this all mixed up and messed up because God didn't give them the message. You're going to find out in Catching the Waves of Revival, God raises up the revivalists, puts the word of the Lord in his mouth, and you must come to him. He's not the cater to you. Go ahead, sir.
We need to know why God.
We need to know why God
would be sending the fire our way.
Would be sending the fire. What is God's purpose for sending this revival fire my way? Mm-hmm. Are you listening? I can't be watching you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I need the fire.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
The divine purpose should be our primary focus.
The divine purpose of the fire should be our primary focus.
So that God's purpose and plan.
So that God's purpose and God's plans
will be established.
Will be established.
The intensity of our longing for revival.
The intensity for which we long for revival.
Increases because of the revelation of our helplessness.
Increases because of the revelation in the revival of our helplessness.
And need.
And need.
Number two. And need for a fire starter.
Now, in revival, you need the fire, but you got to have somebody start it.
Yes,
you know, yes, go ahead, read.
God is an arsonist.
Uh-oh, that don't sound too good. God is an arsonist. Now, y'all know what an arsonist is, right?
Yes.
Somebody who deliberately sets a fire on that empty building that nobody wants to occupy, that's costing them a plenty of money, and they need to burn it down. All right? But in God's case,
yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
God wants to set you on fire for a greater purpose.
Yes, God.
So that he can manifest himself,
yes, sir,
through you,
yes,
in the earth realm.
Yes,
go ahead.
He sets fire to hearts that are ready for him.
He sets fire to hearts that are ready. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
For him. Now, watch this. Your heart being ready for him means preparation on your part. Come on, like when you was dating that girl? Oh, Lord. See, y'all forget. Married folk forget. You didn't win that girl. You never went there looking like, you know, you were thrown off the back of a turnip truck. You went, after you work, you went home, you took a shower, you got your starched jeans and shirt. Come on, talk to me. You put on your best cologne. Come on. When she hit the stairwell, she melts you. Come on, talk to her. All right? And you didn't come down there with rollers in your head. Come on, somebody. Some old baggy workout pants, you know, with just, you know, any old shirt. Come on, somebody. No, when you knew he was coming, you're going to make sure you had his attention. I'm just trying to help you.
Yes, sir.
Well, why not God?
Yes, sir.
Why not date him?
Amen.
When you're dating somebody, you put your best foot forward all the time.
Yes, sir.
See, I let people know. And my father, he know it. My spiritual father, Apostle Thompson, he know it. See, I be dressed. I ask him, he picked me up this morning. 8 o'clock, I'm dressed. I'm ready for school. They say, what, where you going? I say, I'm always ready. I might have to do a drive-by before I get here. Go ahead, sir.
When we allow God to ignite us.
When we allow God to ignite us.
Then the spiritual timing is now.
Then the spiritual, oh, I love that. That's my favorite thing there. The spiritual timing is now. God is the God of the now, not next week. That's why when Jesus was summoning those apostles to follow him, he would give the call to follow him. Anybody that made an excuse, talking about they had to go this, do this, and go do that, Jesus said, you're not worthy of the kingdom. You don't understand how this go. Follow me is a command. It's not a request. And that's why the Bible would always say, suddenly, immediately, and straightway, they left to follow him. Because I believe there was a certain nectar that came off of his voice. It was an attraction. He said it in such a way it compelled people to follow him. Now, that's one of the trademarks of a true apostle. See, I follow Apostle Tom. It's something in me compelled me. Besides God telling me he was my spiritual father, there's an attractiveness about him because he packing.
Yes.
Well, remember what Jesus told the 12. It's not what others think of me, it's what you think of me. See, what others think of Apostle Thompson, I really don't give a D. Now that's darn. You cuss, not me. What's important is what I think of him. Are you listening? So your opinion of him doesn't matter to me. So keep it. And get to, like Eddie Kendricks say, keep on trucking, baby. Go ahead, sir.
Revival does not originate with us.
Revival does not originate with us.
But from God who is the consuming fire.
But from God who is the all-consuming fire.
His overwhelming passion.
His overwhelming passion.
Is to heal the church.
Is to heal the church.
To touch and transform her.
To touch and to transform her.
And to break through every barrier.
And to break through every barrier.
That the enemy and men set.
That the enemy and men set. Oh, y'all got to, I love this. I love this life. I love living this life. Can I talk to you?
Yes, sir.
See, this life is about overcoming. You do not get to pick and choose what you overcome. All you need to know is anything that show up in your life becomes the stepping stone for your promotion. There are things in your life you must go through. I know y'all like speaking the storms, but that's not Matthew 7. Matthew 7 say the rain was coming, the wind was coming, and the flood was coming.
Yes, sir.
But if your house built right,
yes.
Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I thought you did. Go ahead, sir.
God initiates a revival.
God initiates a revival.
Revival fire is God's answer to hell's unholy fire. Revival fire.
Revival fire.
Is God's answer.
Yeah, why don't you read it like that? Yeah, you get the preaching up here. They know it. They can feel it. Okay, I have to tell him this at church, y'all. All right, go ahead, read, sir.
Revival fire.
Revival fire.
Is God's answer to hell.
Is God's answer to hell's
unholy.
Unholy fire. Go ahead.
The revival fire is often sparked off.
The revival fire is often sparked off.
In our time of communion.
In our time of communion.
And fellowship with him.
And our time of fellowship with God.
As we cannot walk with fire.
As we cannot walk with fire.
And not be burned.
And not be burned. Now, come on, talk to me up here. You can't walk with fire and don't catch on fire. See, that's why it's important. You know, Apostle Thompson talked about being in at the meeting at World Shakers. And you know, we have a lot of people. And I even have a young man who's in ministry school here in his fiance. But you see, this call to follow a man of God,
yes, sir,
requires stuff of you might not be willing to give. Because,
yes,
see, being in that World Shakers meeting is not an option.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, there are meetings that this class must be in.
Yes, sir.
It's not an option.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't opt out making excuses. You can't allow people to make excuses for you.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes, sir.
See, those first-tier meetings, LTMA, mm-hmm, the Impartation, Ministers Conference, uh-huh,
yes,
yeah, Camp Meeting,
yes,
mm-hmm, and Prosperity Revival.
Yes.
Mark those down. You're supposed to be in those.
Yes,
they are not optional.
Yes. They are required.
They are required.
Yes,
so when you signed up for school, you knew that. And anybody try to interrupt those plans means you got to make a decision. Shundai, hook a Messiah, oh mama, my knee hurt. Come on, go ahead, sir.
When revival fire does not originate.
When revival fire does not originate.
From God.
From God.
That fire results in futility.
That fire results in futility.
And brings upon God's judgment.
And it brings upon itself God's judgment.
Starting an unholy fire.
Starting an unholy fire.
Had drastic consequences.
Had drastic consequences.
On King Saul's life.
On King Saul's life.
His kingdom was taken from him.
His kingdom was taken from him.
And given to David.
and given to David. Why? Because he trusted. See, he catered to the people. That's not government. That's not government. God was very specific when the prophet Samuel anointed Saul to be king. God gave him a command. Go take care of a certain purpose of his. Get rid of this king, the queen, the royal family, huh? Everything. The cats, the dog, the rats, the fleas, the ticks, everything. He came up with, oh, look at these nice, fine cows and all of this stuff. We're going to hold on to them for the Lord our God. No. Now, when God tell you get rid of all of it, he means all of it. To obey is better than to sacrifice. Not only did he disobey God, he had the gall to go offer up something he wasn't qualified to do. I'm just saying, if you're not called to be an apostle, leave it alone. Don't take a title you ain't ready for. Don't take on prophetess when you're not one. We got too many of them. I say, oh yeah, I'm talking about, when I say them, I'm talking about too many people who have taken on titles, you know, and don't have nothing, you know, have a label, but the contents don't match. Oh, yes. I say have the label, but the contents don't match. Go ahead, sir.
Number three.
In a fire, there's need for ignitable material.
To gather momentum. Ignitable materials are needed. God works on the life of the church. To become a vessel. That he could put flames on.
And you know who he used to do that? The fivefold ministry gift. All five of them. But they must be in order. First apostle. No, first, not second. First apostle, secondarily prophets. The church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So a church that's pastor-centered cannot accomplish apostolic ministry because they don't have the right connection. See, it's like trying to drive, you know, if you don't know how to drive a stick shift, you're going to strip some gears, mess the car up. Come on, talk to me. That's what's been happening in the church. Thing jerking. Why? Because if the government is not proper, if the government is not in alignment, then things will not go and run smoothly. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
God wants us to become responsive to his touch and his spirit.
His word and his spirit
must so highly excite us.
And his seal consumes us.
We must be consumed by our passion.
For him.
And become increasingly overwhelmed.
By our consciousness.
That he is in us. And wants to move through us. We must not put anything. Object or excuses. In the way. That will stop us from becoming ignitable vessels.
That means a vessel ready to catch on fire. Yes. Now, when I tell people this, they be like, hold on, wait a minute. Now, first of all, in the secular world, by trade, I was an accountant. I worked in the oil and gas industry for 13 years. I only missed one day. And that one day was a Friday because I had to have my wisdom tooth taken out. Are you listening? And they gave me some happy drugs. And that's not good to go to work with. Are you listening? If I can do that for the secular, and I have a higher calling, I've been following an apostle for over 20 years. Yes, and in 20 years, I've not missed one meeting. Amen. Because there's no challenge. There's no adversity. There's nothing can stop. See, when your heart's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't make excuses not to go. Come on, talk to me. Yeah, I see better than you. You just don't know it yet. Yeah, somebody going to catch up with that sooner or later. All these 2 Corinthians 4:13 people, don't feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for you. Because you don't read your Bible. If you're online and you hear me saying certain things and this man reading, get your mind right. I'm a Kojic boy. God trained me for this long before I got to go through this challenge. Hello. Go ahead. Read, sir.
We must give ourselves completely to God.
We must give ourselves. See, you got to love God and give yourself completely to Him.
And this will allow His fire.
And this will allow His fire.
To gain momentum in us.
To gain momentum in us. Y'all know when you give yourself to God, that's like oxygen. Because a fire needs some oxygen. Look at y'all. Lord, I won't give you me, but I got to hold on to my money. Oh, yeah. I give myself away, but I'm going to keep my money. I'm going to take that back with me. Yeah, so God often prove you what you're giving.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Number four.
A need to spread.
Revival fire has the ability to spread.
When a fire doesn't catch on,
it will soon die out. For the revival to gain momentum,
it must spread sideways.
Our task is to find our ignitable materials. To pass the fire on.
Don't go join yourself to some old dud. Oh, God. Who the Lord didn't send you to. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
People pass out tracks. I tell people I am a track.
Come on.
See, you pass out a track. The people read that, they can't relate to it. But when you are the track, are you listening? Huh? What's in your wallet? Oh, you listen. I'm not talking about money, just money now. See, I like the term, y'all know that commercial, y'all see it, Samuel L. Jackson, Capital One. But when a person come to me, I tell them I'm full of peace. So if you need it, I got that. Whatever you need, I have that. Because I am that I am. I can be whatever you need me to be. You worry it, come to me. You can't leave that away. Don't have no joy, come to me. Can't leave that way. See, until you get that kind of attitude, I don't want to be around you either. Read, sir.
We must not become self-indulged.
With the fire.
But we must desire it to spread farther than us. When a fire spreads to other lives. Churches and cities. It becomes uncontrollable. And it will not be easy for the enemy. And the wicked men to destroy it or to stop it. Go ahead, sir. Those on whom the revival fire falls. They are responsible to maintain the fire. Increase its momentum. And to spread it as far as possible. We must seek God's face in order to find ways. To spread and to propagate the revival.
Number five.
It needs to be watched.
The fire got to be watched.
A revival fire needs to be watched.
A revival fire got to have an apostle to watch over it.
An unwatched fire.
Because all doctrine is established by apostles. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, read, sir.
An unwatched fire. Is an unmarked fire. Leaders in this revival need to see that the fire is not misused.
They need to see that the fire is not misused.
And abused.
And abused.
The church needs to be taught on how to flow.
The church needs to be taught on how to flow.
With the Spirit of God.
With the Spirit of God.
We need to watch the fire.
We need to watch the fire.
So that it will not die down.
So that the fire will not die down.
But will spread wildly.
But will spread wildly. Now, if a fire is dying off, right? It's because what? There's no more consumable material. Thank you very much. You got to feed the fire. All right, go ahead, sir.
We need to watch the fire.
We need to watch the fire.
To make sure it is fulfilling.
To make sure it is fulfilling God's eternal purpose.
Of God.
Yeah.
We must direct the fire.
We must direct the fire.
Until it hits the bullseye.
Until it hits the bullseye.
Of the purpose of God.
Of the purpose. Now, you see, Apostle talked about aim. Yeah. Are you listening?
Amen.
Now, look, you don't want to be taking out a gun if you don't know how to aim. All right, go ahead.
Number six.
We need to ensure individual fire.
In revival. The whole community is on fire. Everybody is moving in the same direction. And it's drawn into the same flow. Of his anointing.
When
the corporate anointing is increasing.
In a meeting. It is necessary to make sure that everyone.
Is responding to the Holy Spirit.
Is responding properly to the Holy Spirit.
There is no substitute. For apostolic teaching
and apostolic government. There is no substitution. You need to have a man of God who know who he is and ain't going to put up, you know, with you trying to punk him out.
Amen.
I like to say, take your hat, your coat, and leave.
Amen.
That's if you can't be submitted to authority. Go ahead, sir.
We must be sensitive to lead each individual. Deeper into God. And into the supernatural. When God releases the physical manifestations. Of the Holy Spirit. We need to lead them deeper into His purposes. When each individual's fire is burning.
Strong.
It adds to the intensity of the corporate anointing.
Number seven.
A need to activate the fire. A revival fire needs materials. That acts as a catalyst. That can activate the fire. Until it becomes an engulfing flame.
Y'all know what a catalyst is, huh? Y'all don't know what a catalyst is? Well, cayenne pepper is a catalyst. Yeah. It's an herb. All the herbs I take have cayenne in it because it pushes it. You listening?
Yes, sir.
It amplifies it. It causes it to go forward. Go ahead.
The book of Acts. Records the catalyst. As men who are moved by the Spirit.
Let me tell y'all something, baby. That's the kind of person you want to be around. You want to be around that person. I like how Apostle say, y'all look at us like we have it all together. Well, he don't and I don't. Now you say, why you say that? Because he taught me how to fumble. I know I'm supposed to be this little intellectual honor graduate from Xavier University. I graduated with all these honors, but babe, I'm as ghetto as you need me to be. I can go there. I'm not trying to make sure my adjective match my noun and, you know, my adverb match my verb and all that kind of stuff. That don't work all the time.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Revivalists are carriers of the revival fire.
Apostle Thompson is a revivalist.
Yes, sir.
That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
And why not have a money revival?
Yes.
Gee, many broke folk in the church, we need
yes.
one. I don't want no chicken dinners. My wife ain't got time to be frying no chicken on no Saturday morning.
Right,
You know how many chicken dinners you got to sell to get $1,000? Chicken plates only going for $10. God dog. And I don't want no rummage sale with your cheesy shoes and that old outdated blouse that should have been given to your grandma. Okay, let's go, sir.
They're God's chosen instrument.
Revivalists are God's chosen instruments.
To help propagate the revival fire.
To help propagate the revival fire.
To gain momentum.
To gain momentum. Watch that clock back there, boy. Okay, go ahead.
They enlarge the flames by their prophetic preaching.
The revivalists enlarges the flame by their prophetic preaching.
And ministry of signs.
And ministry of signs.
Wonders and
wonders. And miracle. That's the kind of person I want to be around. Yes. See, this prophetic flow is something else, y'all. The word of the Lord, when it comes to you, see, one of the things about revivalists, everybody ain't special.
Yes. Right.
Let's get that straight.
Yes, sir.
You don't find Apostle Thompson every day.
Right.
You don't even find him once a week.
Right.
You don't find him once a month.
Mm.
You may not never run into him.
Yes.
Because you have many people who call themselves apostles, but they really possums. Because they have no evidence, no proof of apostolic ministry. I've ran into them. They come to take over the church that I oversee. They say, I'm apostle. So I say, yeah, you set your apostle self down. I'm apostle in here. Because see, when you give them the mic, they take over. I've had some Caucasian ladies come. They always want to, you know, get the mic. I had to shut them down.
Yeah.
Why you always want to come up here and take the mic, come up here? You need to sit down here, listen to what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
With your crazy self.
Yeah.
See, y'all don't want me to go there. Y'all be trying to, yeah, I don't hurt their feeling. I want to cut that, I want to cut your neck off. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Some ministers can fan the flames of revival.
Some ministers can flame fan the flames of revival.
Into greater intensity.
Into greater intensity.
God explodes on the scene.
God explodes on the scene.
Of humanity.
Of humanity.
Through the lives of these men.
Through the lives of these men.
Signs, wonders, and miracles.
Signs, wonders, and miracles.
Are powerfully demonstrated.
Are powerfully demonstrated.
The revival fire must gain momentum.
The revival fire must gain momentum.
In our land.
In our land.
We have the responsibility.
We have the responsibility.
To lead these revival flames.
To lead these revival flames.
Into the field of the harvest of souls.
Into the field of the harvest of souls. Y'all get ready for your test.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see y'all after the meeting.
Yes,
okay.
Amen.